The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thousands of counter-protesters took to the streets in the UK as far-right unrest failed to materialise last night. Meanwhile, the PSNI has requested help from officers in Britain to combat the violence in Belfast. I'm joined on the line now by Amanda Ferguson. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What happened last night?
Okay, well, police came under attack in East Belfast. Some bins were set on fire in an attempt to sort of entice officers in. Riot officers were deployed and five arrests were made. Police had to deal with race-related hate crime, with criminal damage of homes and cars, and five men aged 18, 32, 33 and two men aged 25 were arrested on suspicion of riotous behaviour, possession of a petrol bomb and resisting arrest, and one officer was injured. You had mentioned at the top of your comments there about the mutual aid request from the PSNI to Britain. It's not insignificant, but it shouldn't be over-egged because this has happened in the past. The PSNI has a limited number of riot squad officers that is under-resourced at the moment, so there may be a small amount of politics involved in all of this. The Chief Constable John Boucher has arrived at Stormont Castle, where I'm standing, to brief the executive on what's happening. The First Minister and the Deputy First Minister, the Justice Minister and a range of other Stormont executive ministers have all arrived for a meeting at Stormont Castle, and the First Minister Michelle and we did speak to reporters, give a brief comment on her way into that meeting, really just to say that the executive will be speaking with one voice on this matter to reassure Northern Ireland's non-white and Muslim community that they have solidarity from the executive and that they'll take action to help them.
Now, we saw in Britain that the cases were dealt with fairly summarily and people already given jail sentences for their activities. They were not allowed the luxury of bail. In other words, they're kept on remand until they were sentenced and will go straight to jail. Do we know how quickly justice will be administered in Northern Ireland?
Well, 16 people have been arrested so far. We know a number of people have been before the courts already. There have been some criticism of the PSNI strategy in evidence gathering and then going knocking on doors later. But it's expected that the Chief Constable will say that the evidence gathering operation was significant, that there'll be multiple arrests to flow from what's happened. And I know myself from being on the ground, observing what was going on, nearly every angle of what was happening was being filmed. But certainly that very visible need for solidarity with the black and minority ethnic communities, with the Muslim communities, is very important because there's been a bit of sort of argument back and forward online about how robust unionist political leaders' response has been. And there's been some commentary saying, you know, we're not plastering everything on social media, we're doing stuff in the background, whereas people are calling for a very obvious, very visual, very vocal response to what's been going on in recent days.
What is planned for the weekend? Because this is really what prompted the request from the PSNI for some more help.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what may happen this evening and tonight. It tends to be whenever the sun goes down that the problems start. However, there are a number of demos that are planned for tomorrow evening and also again on Saturday. So we're just going to have to deal with it as it arrives. But certainly the police presence in Belfast city centre, you know, there's armoured Land Rovers everywhere, police cars everywhere that you see. 24-hour guard around the Belfast Islamic Centre and so on. But really, those people who are feeling vulnerable have said they really do need to see that. They need to feel that sort of reassurance because they're still terrified.
Now, we saw counter-demonstrations last evening, which seemed to keep the rioters at bay. And the analysis will probably diverge from the overwhelming number of people who showed support for the migrant community. And they'll say that is one reason. And the other reason will be offered is that those jail sentences, the message is getting through that those who riot may end up behind bars and for quite a considerable time.
I think so. I think that there's a sort of suggestion that perhaps the deterrent sentences in Britain are perhaps a bit tougher than in this particular jurisdiction. But we'll have an opportunity perhaps to ask the Justice Minister and the Chief Constable about that a little bit later on. For now, the trade union movement, the anti-racism movement are going to be gathering at the steps of Stormont to show solidarity two people from that non-white and Muslim community, that the vast majority of people in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, in Belfast, whatever way you want to frame it, are supportive of them, and that they're welcome to make their home here like anyone else.
Now, the question is what the Assembly can do and what the Executive can do. It seems like comforting messaging is about as much as they can offer, because the PSNI is charged with the business of keeping the streets safe.
Yes, and that is an issue around the resourcing of police, because I know the Police Federation have said that the PSNI just doesn't have the number of officers that are required to carry out its core functions effectively. But we do know that on the agenda today for the Executive, as well as that important speaking with one voice, there will also be perhaps announcements around a more robust racial equality strategy, and actually delivering on some of the sort of middle to long term programs that can actually have an impact on communities, and that'll probably dominate you know what's announced. But in the meantime, the immediate shows of solidarity are very important, and then I guess it's up to those black and minority ethnic voices that perhaps have been ignored in favour of our usual style of green orange bickering style politics. Perhaps their voice may be heard more clearly now, because there was really a sense that, you know, even myself going around different places, businesses that perhaps may have not had any or few white faces sitting drinking cups of coffee and you know, eating food, people have gone out of their way to show
the support.
People, yeah.
You mentioned you've been on the ground, you've seen some of the stuff at first hand. What is perplexing, and maybe it's a testament to the stupidity of some of these people who write, they post stuff of themselves committing crimes online, perfectly visible and identifiable.
Yeah, and we've had this response, you know, from, there was a failure discussion about the rise of the far right in Ireland in both jurisdictions, and there's been a lot of commentary about the fact that racism is something that people should be ashamed of, but yet it can be quite overt, quite vocal, and no shame in what people are posting, and also people making, you know, identifying themselves as breaking laws online and so on. I think it's quite disturbing though when people are saying that they're sick of hearing people talk about legitimate, natural, genuine concerns whenever the issues that they're being raised upon are not issues that are the fault of migrant communities or people with different coloured skin. Housing is an issue that's a government policy issue. It's a failure to build social housing and so on. There's a huge range of issues that are being raised, but that can't be conflated with racism and xenophobia and fascism and so on. And I think the difficulty for people who are perhaps fearful, or people who are victims of misinformation and disinformation, is that they're being grouped in alongside people who are just being overtly racist and violent.
Yeah, and the question of you know, recreational rioting. We saw the bizarre scene of where the tricolour and the Union Jack bearers could be socialising together and drinking together. I mean, that is really hard to fathom, isn't it? Is there any evidence from which communities most of the rioters are coming?
Yes, it does seem to be more of an issue within loyalist communities. That's not an exclusive issue. There have been some issues in sort of nationalist Republican areas, but perhaps not on the same scale. And the police have also indicated that they do believe that there is some form of loyalist paramilitary involvement in what we're seeing. However, they weren't in a position to say that it was being orchestrated or specifically directed by them. It's been really depressing to see very young boys engaged in racist actions and engaged in violence, because not only are they instilling fear in their neighbours, but they're also blighting their own chances for the future, for travel, for employment opportunities and so on. And I think one of the worrying things that we've heard before in the North is that while the disorder on Saturday and those ridiculous scenes outside City Hall seem to be dominated by adults, the violence after that at night time during midweek has been populated by young people, and the suggestion from police is that adults are sending children out to do their bidding.
Amanda, thank you very much for reporting for us from Stormont today, where the Assembly is about to meet. Thank you very much, Amanda Ferguson.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.